What's up, feasters? It's officially October, and as you know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We here at the Craft Feast, we love you ladies. We love you. So we've decided that each Tuesday for the month of October, the Crab Feast will have a female guest.
And to coincide with Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we at the Crab Feast have added a donate link onto the website. A lot of people have been asking us if we had a place where they could donate just because they enjoy getting a free podcast. For the month of October, we'll donate a portion of our donations to Stand Up to Cancer, a great foundation to support breast cancer in the world of comedy.
So go to thecrabfeast.com, click on the link, and make your donation today.
Crab Feast, you know what it's all about.
This is the Crab Feast. I'm yelling, fuck that. You ain't gotta ask me, cause you could trust that. Fake mustache, you already knew though. Ryan Sickler, soccer star, JUCO. Above ground, cool goes, better than most. Jay Larson, self-diagnosed. Go down low, this week, last week. Here we go again, fuck the Crab Feast. Five
stars. It's the joy.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Crab Feast, y'all. It's another Tuesday. It's the first Tuesday in October. And you know who's sitting across from me right now.
What's up, Feasters? Jay Larson.
Jay Larson, everybody.
I love that you said my name and I said your name. And now you're Ryan Sickler and I'm Jay Larson.
Right.
As always, you guys can find me at Jay Larson Comedy on Twitter and Jay Larson Comedy website. Got some dates coming up. If you're in Grand Rapids this weekend, guess where I'm at? Grand Rapids. October 4th through the 6th. October 24th to the 28th, I'll be in Sunnyvale, California, and I'll be in Las Vegas. I skipped over you, but I love you. The 11th through the 17th, I'll be in Las Vegas at the LA Comedy Club. So check me out there. Ryan, my friend?
On Twitter, Ryan Sickler, ryansickler.com. I will be at the Irvine Improv on October 4th through the 7th. Got to say thank you to everyone out there that continues to keep showing their love on the iTunes page. It really is the funniest shit. I say it every week because I mean it. For those of you who don't listen on iTunes, get over to stitcher.com/crabfeast. Hit up thecrabfeast.com for any and all Crab Feast info. And you can email us. Always reach out. Say a little something to us at crabfeastpodcast@gmail.com.
And also, we've added a donate button. You may have heard that up top of the show. People have been asking us to make donations. You can now do that if you so want to. And you can just go to thecrabfeast.com to make a donation to the Crab Feast. Portions going to breast cancer awareness for October.
That's right.
We appreciate you, y'all.
We appreciate you. Help us help everybody out there.
Help me help you, man.
And today, to kick off week one of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we have one of our favorite guests returning.
Always. I'd like to welcome her back, Retta!
Yeah, Retta!
Back to the Crab Feast!
The Queen of Duke makes a hat trick appearance at the Crab Feast.
I like that that's my name, the Queen of Duke.
QOD.
A lot of Duke alums are like, really?
Queen. QOD.
Has anyone else claimed the title? Nope.
Why do you think you get the blue microphone tonight?
That's Duke blue, too. Oh, is that why?
Look at it.
I thought you were going to say royalty. I was like, would that be purple?
That's purple. There's plenty of purple around here, though. But thank you. Thank you for being here. You are guest number one in October of our series of female guests on the Crab Feast every Tuesday for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So thank you for being here.
As well I should be.
You should, absolutely. When we thought of this idea, we're like, you know exactly who number one is.
That movie, it wasn't even a debate. We're like, who should we get? And then it was like, we got Retta. We didn't even ask.
Right.
Just like, going to be Retta would be one.
Listen, I'm not even going to lie to you. There was a certain small percentage that if we didn't, we'd get our asses kicked. There is that also percentage in there, too.
Oh, I never. No, that was.
What? Okay. Come on, look at it.
I mean, I'm very important.
What, if we didn't ask her?
Yeah.
You think she'd get mad at us?
I think she would squash us. Like, you too, motherfucker.
I would.
She might get mad at you. She wouldn't get mad at me.
I will say. I would
never want to break your heart. Well, you got to be a part of it. You're kicking it off. This is the kickoff right here.
I just listened to the one with Sarah Tiana.
Yes.
And y'all might as well have been speaking Portuguese.
The baseball stats.
Because it was basically radio talk. I'm like, I almost want to send it to my dad to listen to. Because he loves baseball. I mean, he doesn't love any of y'all's teams, but.
Right, yeah.
Who's
he love, yeah?
He's a Mets guy.
Mets.
Oh, God.
Can I tell you?
Suffering.
My one Christmas, it's so hard to buy my dad.
Would you rather
Christmas.
Take that out?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
One Christmas, I got my dad. It's really hard for me to find gifts for him, you know, that he'll love. And one year, I searched and I found this plaque that was like autographed by a bunch of different members of the teams during, it was to commemorate the Subway Series. Mm-hmm. So it had the Yankees and the Mets on there and like signatures from both teams. And it was this really pretty wood thing, laminated with a metal plate on it, you know, commemorating the big event. Mm-hmm. And my dad opens it and he's kind of crestfallen. And I was like, it's, you know, for the Subway Series. That was really cool. He goes, yeah, but the Yankees are on it.
Oh, my God.
I was just like,
they're on it.
Saw that bitch in half. Like, give you the Mets hat or something.
Like a picture of you and an X, but you look really good in it. You know what I have that you can give them?
What?
I have a 86 Mets autographed Coke vial. No Coke in it anymore, but just the old vial that they all snorted the Coke out of.
Is that right?
What?
Yeah, Lenny Dykstra, Hernandez, Vince Coleman.
Where'd you get that?
You think I really have an autographed Coke vial?
I thought maybe somebody had been initial.
For a second.
Yeah, you too? Yeah.
First of all, that deserved a laugh, like, really? Not a like, damn, where'd you get that?
Right, I was like, why are you talking to an 86? Got somebody on the inside of the Mets.
My, last Thanksgiving, I had all my family here. And so I had my family and some friends over.
Oh, you hosted the family Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Oh, man.
It was
how many people?
Over at the palace? 20? You did it 20? At the palace? 20? Holy shit. That's a lot of people.
We usually have like 30 at my parents' house. So my mother's used to cooking for that many. And my mother's a really good cook. Like, people who found out that my mother was coming were like, people were asking, you got a room at the table?
Come.
People were like inviting themselves to my
really?
House. So, yeah, it was crazy.
Who never come.
First of all, if I could go to, no offense, a black Thanksgiving, I would be going because there's always tons of food. And it's just like, you cooking that, girl? Like, people be cooking.
See, my
everyone's
parents are
doing
Liberian.
Stuff.
It's not. It's not your classic blacks. It's like you wouldn't understand the
what's
yelling.
The food?
It's turkey. My mother does. She does a turkey. Mm-hmm. She does a chicken. She does a ham.
Oh my God!
She does the my dad likes fish, so she does a crab stuff. Snapper.
Ooh, what?
That's always the best is when the wife, whoever's cooking, is like, well, you know, your father likes this.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got his little side dish that's next to him.
The mashed potatoes.
Crab stuff. Now, hold on a second. Let's go back to crab stuff snapper for real. Mm-hmm. That sounds delicious.
Yep. And then,
wait a minute. How does she do her mash?
She does it so that you.
Are they just
if
like
you, if you were to eat it once a year for 10 years, you would have to have surgery every your arteries unclogged because it's like it's a lot of buttermilk, butter, sour cream. It's obscene,
butter
but it's
milk.
So freaking it's really good.
I'm sure.
And then she does the cauliflower broccoli stir fry. My favorite thing is the stuffing. And then
me
she
too.
Does
why? What is? I love stuffing too, but what does your mom do
she
to make like, it
she
like
does
good?
The sausage with it, and then she does the rice.
Does she do it in the bird?
Yes, she does. Yeah, and then we have corn because my little brother, his favorite thing is corn and mashed potatoes. He mixes it up.
Yeah, me too. I do.
And
same.
Then my brother's favorite thing is
Chef
the ham,
is
which is why we always have ham.
No beef.
My favorite thing is the mashed potatoes, and my dad is the snapper.
Oh man!
But see. I do put my corn in my mashed potatoes, but I'm not saying that's my favorite thing. That's the snapper with the crab meat there, man. That sounds fucking delicious. Do you eat that?
I don't really like fish. No. That's all for my
that's
dad.
Why. That's why.
My brothers will eat it, but it's
because who's got allergy? Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. So it's going to be lamb and souvlaki. Okay.
What's souvlaki?
That's what I get all to be, man.
I don't know, but it sounds
Greek.
Funny.
It's Greek. Look at Greek food happening now.
Got to whittle it down so he gets his own shit. Okay, you're allergic to shellfish and you don't like fish. I want some crab stuff snapper. Yep, get a whole one.
You know your dad likes that. At my Thanksgiving, you know, like everything would come out and then they'd be like, there wasn't enough. There was too much stuffing to put in the whole bowl, so there'd be like a little bowl left over in the kitchen. And when we're setting the table and get everything out, I'd go over and I'd hit that immediately. Hit that, boom, 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 knock down some stuffing, just so, because I love stuffing. Like,
right.
Everyone
that's
in my family
my
was like,
thing,
yeah, like, get on the stuffing. My nana's was like
stuffing.
Moist. It was like,
yeah,
oh.
It's good
yeah,
stuff.
So good.
Big onions in it.
If you met anybody who'd gone to my house, for my broker, who is also my bartender from Red Rock, Lauren's a foodie. He's mm-hmm. a big foodie, and I would always talk about my mom's Thanksgiving. So when I told him my mom was coming, you know, my family's coming, he was like, I was like, you're coming. So he and his wife came. He was so funny because the table was so long and we had to do it as an L because there was too many people. And when they were passing the food around, he was like staring at the mashed potatoes, afraid he wasn't going to get it because he didn't realize it was a huge pot full of it. Yeah. Still in
He's
the
like, oh, that doesn't look like
And
a
his
right
wife
there.
Was like, I'm going to need you to calm the fuck down and stop. You know, side-eyeing people. Yeah. He's like, I don't know if he's going to make it. I don't know if there's going to be any left when it comes.
There's four people left, man.
And then my mother brought another dish right of it, and he was like,
maybe that one can start right here. Maybe that one can start
what's
here.
What's your mom's name?
Deborah.
Deborah. I could see him like looking down.
Her name is
hey,
Deborah.
Take it easy serving up that Deborah.
Yeah. Come on, Deborah. That's a lot, Deborah. Real generous.
To
I know it's Thanksgiving.
He actually asked for the recipe. He emailed my mother. He asked for my mom's email. He emailed her, asked for the recipe, cooked it for his friends and in-laws and for a guy who he's Jewish, so he doesn't do... because there's dairy in the potatoes, and they don't do dairy next to...
See, that's where it's at.
And,
you know you can't have dairy.
And the guy ate it. And he,
oh, really?
And he fucked it up.
Oh, no, really?
He was like, it wasn't as good as your mom, but it was pretty fucking good. And that dude ate all that shit.
That's his Chick-fil-A right there. Yeah. Fuck it, I'll eat it.
I'm eating it. My grandmothers and her sisters would always do the Thanksgivings and the Christmases. It was always turkey, ham, and, you know, stuffing and all the traditional, and then just lasagna and stuffed shells and manicotti and all, just gluttonous. Yeah. Just gluttonous, and I loved it.
My brother's girlfriend brought the Italian stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We
so
always
good.
Had one pasta. We never had all the... You never did the seven fishes?
Seven fishes?
Yeah, you don't know the seven fishes? Mm-mm. That's what Italians do the night before. On Christmas Eve... You have seven courses and it's all fish. Seven different fish courses.
No.
That's Christmas Eve, I guess.
That's an Italian thing that I don't know about. I got to look up. It might be Northern Italian.
Somebody out there.
Maybe Italians do that shit.
Where I was from, we would do we'd do fish and lasagna, and then we'd eat a shoe. So we were Southern Italians.
Chuck Taylor. Been around since the 50s.
We eat a shoe. I don't know how those Northerners are doing. I used to love that shit. I mean, we don't get that anymore. Kate and I threw Thanksgiving last year, and we had a huge one outdoors. We had like, I don't know, 14 people, and we cooked everything. We had an outdoor dishwashing station. It was pretty tight.
Right.
And then we had s'mores.
Yeah, I like the curveball things that people bring, you know. I enjoy that. S'mores at like a Thanksgiving. I hate the traditional shit. Yep.
What's your favorite dessert?
That's the
Or
thing.
Like pies.
I mean, I do. I like apple pie with a la mode. I like apple pie a la mode. But our a la mode, we get butter pecan because we'll get vanilla, but my dad like butter pecan.
Yeah, that's a good fit with apple too, the pecan.
But I don't like the apple.
It's good
and
with
we
that
have an apple tree, so my mother would
Shut
pick
up.
The apples and
what?
But I don't like apples, so she'd bake it and then I would just scoop it out and put it because I like the soft stuff, but I don't like the actual soft apples. So I would take the apples out and put ice cream on top of it.
Queen Duke doesn't want her apples. She doesn't need her apples.
No.
Also, we had... I'm
allergic to apples.
Pumpkin? Wait.
Pumpkin pie?
Yeah, pumpkin pie and ice cream.
Yeah.
That pumpkin pie.
My mom's pumpkin pie is really good.
It's great cold, too.
A girl I used to date, her mom used to make this pumpkin chiffon pie. It is the best dessert I've ever had.
Chiffon pie, huh?
Yeah, well, it's like a mousse. It's very light and fluffy. It's not that... And I love pumpkin pie. I don't care that it's... It's heavy and oily. This was very...
See,
very light.
Like that.
Oh,
I like
my
thick.
God.
I do, too.
It was so good.
I like the thick, especially you just boom, boom. I also like a nice
What's
custard
boom?
Pie.
What do you boom, boom?
See, I don't like
Cut,
custard
eat.
So much.
Cut, eat. I'm not a custard. I don't like the consistency.
I love it.
You like flan?
No, exactly. But I was just getting ready to say.
What?
I don't like the
what about creme brulee?
Creme brulee?
I like jello. I do like jello.
I can get you into some creme brulee.
Everyone who loves creme brulee, when they love creme brulee, they love creme brulee. Like you can eat it, it's like meatloaf. Everyone's always telling me, "Nah." I'm like, meatloaf tastes the fucking same no matter who makes it.
No, it doesn't.
There you go. Here we go. Everyone's like, you that's because you haven't had my meatloaf. Then I had their meatloaf. I'm like, this tastes like everybody's motherfucking meatloaf.
When we've grown
it's
up,
it's like that taco seasoning or whatever it is in there. And it makes everything taste the fucking same.
Yeah, well, my mother's Liberian. She doesn't make it the same way.
I'm sure. We used to have meatloaf growing up. When we got home, my Nana made meatloaf. I'm like, God damn it. I want meatloaf. Hate it. Now it's like, oh man, let me get on some meatloaf.
Yeah, that's the thing. I liked meatloaf, and then I got invited to a friend's house. They were having meatloaf, and I was like, yeah, what's up? It's on. And not knowing that people made it different than my mother.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, what's
so
up
you have what
ketchup?
I've been having.
Yeah. What's up with the like hardened ketchup on top of this?
Yeah, I'm not down for that.
That's the secret, that crusty ketchup. That's the secret to my meat. That's that bacon ketchup on top. That's crusty ketchup. That's a hard shit around the top of the ketchup sits in the fridge for months.
There's nothing worse than going into the deli and seeing that fucking hard ass ketchup so on nasty the meatloaf in the case.
Give me 3 pounds of that meatloaf. I got company that I don't want to come back ever again.
That's what that shit's for.
Fuck. You got some potato salad with bad eggs? Yeah, I got some fucked up company. I don't want coming back.
When'd you make that potato salad?
3 weeks ago.
All right, yeah. All it's been right sitting out in the sun. I'm gonna take 2 pounds of it.
Sitting in the sun.
Was it out on that picnic table all week?
Word. I call ahead. Hey, yeah, I'm gonna get some potato salad.
Like 2 weeks ahead.
You put that outside.
You Larson. Yeah, you ordered this shit 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I know. I'm here to get it. All right. Must have some relatives. You know,
yikes.
Right.
I'm not a big fan of potato salad.
When I first moved to LA, I took a job at this hotel just to get a job, and I talked to everybody.
First of all, getting a job at a hotel is like the hardest thing to do. You got to go through like 9 interviews.
I got lucky. I mean, I did have to go through a lot, but I got lucky.
Did you?
I didn't know until I worked, and it was a Beverly Hills hotel, and it really helped me learn Los Angeles. I learned quickly the nice restaurants and directions and all this shit. But I just talked to everybody.
Did you get a job as the concierge?
Well, funny you should ask.
The assistant concierge.
I started at the front desk, uh-huh, and then I filled in as a concierge in emergency situations. I didn't even know. Let me tell you something.
You filled in?
Straight, yeah.
We're looking for a nice place. There's a Chick-fil-A.
There's a Boston. You looking for meatloaf? Boston Market. About a mile and a half down.
Tell you something about if you want some good chicken, a good cut of breast.
This guy, we're looking for some place to get a. We just want to watch the game. What game are you watching? You Ravens fan? Let me tell you something about the Ravens. Just getting in people's face.
I got DVDs out in my headrest right now. You want to sit out there and watch it? So I end up getting this job there, and I just talked to everyone. All the bellmen, all the cleaning ladies, and all the black ladies, the older black ladies that cleaned, love me. And this one lady, I think her name was Victoria, she's like, I want you to come to my Thanksgiving. I'm like, okay. I'm just moved here. I don't know anybody. I'm like, yeah, I'll come to Thanksgiving. And there was another black girl that worked at the front desk with me, Kai. And Kai was like, she was the type of black lady that wear that skin tight, like leopard shit, and just be like, I dare you to say something to me. And I loved her for it.
I envy.
Loved her
those
for it.
People.
You know what I mean? Wore the big heels and the curls and like, go ahead, please say something to me about what you're looking at right now, other than I look good, please. And I loved her for it. I loved it. Yeah, she did. And she used to love, it blew me away. She loved Fleetwood Mac. I'm like, you like Fleetwood Mac? She's like, Stevie? She just loved the relationship between the two. But anyway, she was like, you should really come. You should come. She's nice. She's got a great family. I'm like, all right, I come. I show up. I'm the only white person.
Clearly.
In a house of like 25 people over in like West LA. I had the best fucking time. The best time.
It was very good.
How could you not?
It was the best fucking food I've had in a Thanksgiving out here in goddamn Los Angeles. I'll tell you that much.
I can imagine. I mean, that'd be nice. I just used to go to my family one, and my cousin Christine, and she's nuts. In a great way. She's just like super high. Hi, Jay! Like crazy high energy, and she'd just be nuts. Got 2 kids. I'm like, just get me the dessert, man. Just get me the dessert. My favorite during holidays is like eating and then comatose, and there's always sports on, and then going in the room, you sit there and you watch sports, and then like especially on Christmas, waking up later in the day like 6:30,
fucking that shit up again,
yep, and eat making sandwiches out of everything.
Yep. Oh. Little dinner rolls. I do it. I go sandwiches.
We do a full on plate.
Like it just happened again.
Yeah. Heat it up all week.
Thanksgiving sandwich
all week.
Ooh.
I love cold leftovers from Thanksgiving. I don't mind them cold. I'll take the cold out of the fridge. I'll take it cold.
I'll do it cold too. I'll do a cold sandwich.
My younger brother Todd, when I was out here living in California, he went to one of my grandmother's sisters was throwing a Thanksgiving, so he went over to hang out with the family and stuff. And He goes, Ryan, one of our cousins married this dude. It's just pure. I think I may have said this before. But he's pure, just, you fuck, joke about white trash. This guy is white trash. Just clueless. So my brother said he went around. And she had little stations out. You know, everybody get your plate and you go get your turkey. And he's going around through all the stations. And he sits down. He puts his plate down. He's sitting. He starts eating. And this motherfucker's sitting right here to his right. And starts. He puts his foot up on the table. Starts clipping his toenails.
Stop it.
Shut the fuck up.
He's like, Ryan. He said he put his fork in his food, opened his mouth. And nails just started flying across the table. I said, bullshit. He's like, I swear. I said, no one said anything. He said, no one said a word. I said, what'd you do? You didn't say shit. He goes, you know what I did? I got up. I walked over to the trash can, threw the whole plate in the trash. Real plate. And he said, I said goodbye, and I left.
Shut up, did he?
Yeah, he was there for 15 minutes.
How could you not say something like that?
Dial it back to why the fuck would you put your foot up at a table
that
and start clipping toenails? It was our grandmother's sister, so our great aunt's house, and it was one of her daughter's husbands.
Ugh.
Clipping his toenails at the table like that, flying across the
table. Let me just say this.
Speaking of that, my dad is forever grooming his feet.
Really?
They look good? Worse. Not really. But there is nothing worse than walking barefoot in my house. Stepping on some shit, going to get it, thinking, oh my God, I just got a shard. And it's a fucking toenail.
That's so
like, gross. Dad, come on!
Dad gave me tetanus with a toenail, man.
His big thing is, you know, this is my house, right?
Yeah.
Fuck, could you please stop clipping your shit?
You know, you need to wear slippers in here.
Huh?
You need to wear slippers at his house.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, you wear slippers. You know that.
I remember in college, I was clipping my nails one time. My roommate was like, bro, what are you, this is disgusting. I'm like, what's, dude? Listen, they disintegrate overnight. And he's like, no, they don't. I'm like, all right, I'll put a little pile right here on your desk. We'll see what's up tomorrow. We left them out overnight. They were still there.
Of course
they were still there. Yeah. Do they go away? I mean, they got it, right?
Why would they?
Why wouldn't they? Flesh would.
It's not flesh. It's a nail.
Yeah, I know, but it's a version of flesh. It's like a bone, half flesh.
First of all, flesh would rot and stink. Unless you just talk about skin.
It would rot and stink. And a little piece, a little tiny piece would. When I used to work at this junkyard, right, I'll tell you a story. When I worked at a junkyard.
You going to tell us a story?
I'm going to tell you a story now. I'm on the craft
piece.
I'll tell you a little story. When I worked at this junkyard in Mount Airy, I've talked about before, there was a guy. This is when I learned like how violent car crashes were, like what happens in the aftermath of stuff. There was one where a guy had hit the brakes so hard and he didn't have a seatbelt on, and his face hit the dashboard. When he pulled out, his teeth were stuck in the dash. And when we got the car, there were two teeth in the dash, like embedded in the dash. Like, ah, he went in, lived. And then another guy
in the dash,
in the dashboard, like,
snap. How did it
hasn't had,
but he didn't,
hasn't had solid food in years.
Pulled out.
That's
whistles like a motherfucker.
3-part harmony, man.
And then another guy,
he could, I mean, if he's biting on the dashboard to like brace himself, that guy used to like, I mean, he used to play catch like that, man.
He didn't bite on it to brace it. He slammed and his face fucking nailed it. When he pulled his face back, the
on
recoil
the driver's side?
His teeth, it was an old like Lincoln with the those long dashes up here.
Yeah.
And he slammed like this and went up and came back.
You should see this guy play Ultimate Frisbee, man.
You should see.
He just catches it right in his mouth.
Don't worry about it. And then another guy didn't have a seatbelt on, and when he hit the brakes, his head hit the windshield and part of just a little chunk of scalp was up in there. And we would drive by and we would smell this smell. We're like, what the fuck? We opened a trunk in the area, like, is there a dead animal or something? And it was just this hunk of skin up there cooking in the sun, and it stunk so
bad.
Not
disintegrating.
Right, cooking. Not disintegrating at all.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Let's do a test at your house.
You think if you put toenails in Coca-Cola overnight, they'll be gone the next
Probably.
Day?
Probably. A tooth will decay in Coca-Cola. I don't know I don't know overnight, but
you know the thing that I did when I was younger, or not that I did, but what we learned, cuz our teacher used to make fun of us, like, be like, I don't know how you could eat that candy. Candy's so bad. And I remember we were leaving class one day and this girl dropped her Skittles. And so they went everywhere. And so people were just walking on them and stepping on them. And the next week, you could see that some of them had disintegrated through the
Oh, once they were squished.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Linoleum.
Yeah. And I was like, we put that shit in our stomachs. I haven't fucked with Skittles since.
Stomach acid's the real deal, though.
True that.
I got a candy story that kind of relates to what you just said, but I don't want to give it away. One year, I used to have this pillow that I had. Like, I used to have pillows and stuffed animals when I was a little kid, you know. And one was a train pillow, and it had a back pocket on it, right? So I used to hide shit in there, you know. Like, I'd have, like, a flashlight, and I have, like, little toys and stuff, you know.
Flashlight?
Yeah.
Bigger than the best one. Did it have a zipper on it? I mean, that's a big pocket.
It was a little flashlight. Like, you know, those little handheld ones that had the little...
Right.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the pocket. Was it a zipper pocket?
No. It wasn't a zipper pocket.
Just an open pocket.
Yeah, like just a little pouch. One. And like I used
to. So there's a lot of shit behind your bed.
I had a lot of stuff in there.
Had a marsupial pillow.
I would be up late. Like, you know, I was like literally 7. I would just stay up all night. And it was Easter, talking about holidays, and I had all these pastel chocolates, mm-hmm. and I stuffed them in that thing, you know? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get to bed. I'm going to eat chocolates, man. Late night. And I reach in there for them, you know, and they're all wet, you know, because it's hot or whatever. So they melted and I pop my mouth. Well, yeah, they weren't wet because it melted. They were wet because battery acid leaked out of the flashlight.
Oh, shit.
My mouth. I ate them. I was like, holy shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And I ran downstairs because I couldn't go in. My mother's room was across the hall. I couldn't go in that bathroom. She'd be like, what are you doing up?
So I had son's eating shit. That's what it would have looked like. Chocolate all over your fucking face.
No, it was pastel color, man. They were nice.
Oh, pastel.
So I ran downstairs. I brushed my teeth for like 20 minutes.
Holy crap.
Battery acid, dude.
Jeez.
Totally did it burn?
Yeah.
Is that what it did?
It burned. Yeah. It was not cool.
Just sticking your tongue on a battery is enough for me.
I just found batteries in... something in my junk drawer, and it had the white fuzzy
green.
So I get so freaked out. I get like a screwdriver and like stand over the garbage can and flick it out. I don't want to touch it.
Yeah, throw those
totally
away.
Freaked out.
It's not good.
You think?
Throw those away.
I'm pretty sure they don't work.
You can put Coca-Cola on them and clean them off. Use them again.
Probably.
You know, speaking of like, I mean, kind of teeth. My cousin just moved out to LA, and his grandfather was a dentist, and he was my dentist. So that's like how we were like, I've never met this kid, and like, now we're like finding out we're cousins. And I'm like, so how are we related? And he's like, oh, you know, my grandfather
does your dental work.
Yeah, I'm like, I go, dude, you know, your grandfather used to do my teeth, right? And he's like, oh, he did. I'm like, yeah, Uncle Eddie. That was Uncle Eddie to us, and that was your
oldest eye tooth right here, right there. That's yours.
You know what this motherfucker used to do? He used to, you know, anytime I had a cavity, he would fix up my teeth, the cavity. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No Novocaine.
Really?
No Novocaine. Straight up. No gas, no Novocaine.
Not in my budget.
That's a family discount right there. He's like, yeah. Listen, I'm going to just slide
some shit off.
Yeah, HMO is a bitch.
But I
could look right now. I'm looking at the paperwork right now. I can save you $150 right here. No Novocaine.
I remember being 12 or whatever, just my whole body stiff, you know what I mean? Just holding it in, sweating, crying down. Like, I'm crying, but I'm not, like, crying. My eyes are just pouring water. He's like, hey, you're all right. He's a hockey player. Like, hey, you're good. And it's like, zzz, right into the root. Squirting water on it.
Yeah, I used to...
That acid, man.
It probably was.
I just went to my friend's dentist, and... I thought my teeth were decent. So her dad checked me out, and then he sends me over to, I guess, the hygienist. I don't think it's the hygienist, because this...
No, the hygienist does all the fucking work, and the dentist just comes in now and goes, yep, like the guy at Costco with the receipts in the end just checks it off.
No,
that's the dentist.
The dentist has to do cavities and stuff like that. The hygienist does deep cleaning.
Okay,
I've never had a cavity.
And he can wear jeans, P.S., because mine was, and
deep
I was like,
cleaning.
I don't know how I feel.
She was doing the deep cleaning, and she was like, she was trying her best to be like, your shit is bad, but we can handle it. She was like, I'm going to have to numb you to get. I was like, word? For my cleaning?
No, deep cleaning they do.
And then she was like, you know what? This may be too much for you. We're just going to do two quadrants today.
What?
I was like, what the fuck
is
going on with
my teeth?
Right, and you're in a chair like, what's going on in there?
I'm embarrassed. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with
my teeth? I'm on TV.
And she's like, you see that? And then when she's doing it, this is really fucked up. While she's cleaning, like shit is flicking onto my face. And she goes, yeah, that's the plaque.
Wow. Yeah.
She is all up. My gums were so swollen. I was like, this is why people are afraid of the dentist.
Oh, yeah.
I've never
experienced
that before.
I currently have a hole in my back tooth. I'm not kidding.
Wait,
not kidding.
What do you mean?
I mean, there's a hole like that big in my back tooth because it was capped, and in Hawaii the cap came out and I ate it.
Ate it.
I guess so. And now I got a hole, which feels better.
Can I tell you, I had a hole in my tooth.
Mm-hmm.
It was so fucked up. I had no insurance. Mm-hmm. I was barely getting any college gigs. And I had a filling fall out. It's what it was. A filling fell out. So I had a hole in my tooth.
Had that.
So, but it was just getting worse because I'm still eating. And all my friends... And my mother and my dad was so over it because when I ate, I knew I had to get the stuff out of the hole.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always doing. Always.
Yeah, my daughter always, right there.
My dad would be like, can you please go to the other room? Do that. I'm like, I got to get it. When I finally, when my SAG insurance finally kicked in,
yeah,
and I went to the dentist, it was this little Indian guy, and he was like, oh, he was like, oh, yeah, that's bad. He was like, you're going to need surgery. I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to send you to a guy. So he sends me to the guy.
I know a guy.
What? I'm sending you to my cousin.
I go to the guy to get it out. And I could tell the guy was like, holy shit. Because, I mean, it had just gotten so bad. It was just the worst. He takes it out. And he goes, you want to see it?
I was the tooth?
Like that?
Yes. And I go, yes, please. When I saw it, I was like, dear.
I do.
Christ. It was just like a brown.
Yeah.
Like the hole was just like brown. You could tell it was eating, you know. Mm-hmm. Because the filling wasn't that big when it first came out, but by the time I finally got my insurance,
it just ate through it like that.
Well,
just plaque just keeps
stuff sits in it and disintegrates.
Dude, damn!
I've pulled two cavities out in my life. One to a Mike and Ike leaving West Coast Video in Redstone Plaza.
Wait, what do you mean pulled them out?
I had a cavity.
I've never had a
cavity. Sorry, I had a filling in, and the Mike and Ike pulled out the filling.
Oh, I see. It stuck to it and popped it off.
And I got that fixed because I was in college. We had insurance. And then when I was out here during the first Lord of the Rings, pulled a filling out with a milk dud.
It was a good move.
And I didn't get that fixed till the third Lord.
The third.
Till the trilogy wrapped. I mean, I didn't have insurance. I'm like, that's just going to have to stay as it is. Yikes. Wait a minute. You've never had a cavity? How could that be?
I've never had a cavity. Both my brothers have had cavities. I've never had a cavity. I don't know. Where I grew up, I know they put...
fluoride in the water.
Yeah, fluoride in the water.
They do that everywhere, though.
But yeah, both my brothers had cavities, so
you know what else they put in?
There's
probably some other shit they put in.
I do drink way too much soda, but I've never been a candy eater.
See, I got a buddy who's got great teeth and he's never had a cavity, and he'll take, you know, like at
look at these.
Those aren't bad. You know at the restaurant, those peppermints they give you on the way out, those red and white ones, and he takes those and he just eats them. He doesn't suck on them. He just eats them. And I'm
chews
like,
them hard
damn.
Like that?
Yeah, he's just got good teeth.
No, I had braces for, did you guys have braces?
Mm-hmm.
I had braces.
I need them.
I still have them.
3 years I had them, and I mean, this dude, you know, he put not only the rubber bands that go from top to bottom, but also around the braces themselves so they pull your teeth closer together and apart. And what he did was pull these to the front so that there was room in the back, and then he yanked two to make room for them. Then I had a built-in retainer on the bottom
that I still hated.
I finally, after years, I went and I was like, you got to take this shit out, man. Yeah, it's cemented to like the inside of your teeth like that.
What does that do?
It keeps them in place.
Eventually, you can get it taken out. I mean, at some point.
I asked the dentist last time. He's like, nah, man, you got to keep that in there. I was like,
forever?
Forever, ever?
Well, you do have bad teeth, so.
Please.
So, you got them bad teeth on the inside, so you got to keep that inner retainer.
Oh, he comes from bad breeding.
Bad teeth. And then when my wisdom teeth came in, I remember my brother, man, he was fucked up. Like, it looked like somebody beat him with a baseball bat. He had all four impacted, like, cut out and shit, like, bad.
Oh.
But for me, my top two came, because they had pulled them early when I was younger and they gave space, the top two grew like regular teeth, so they were regular extractions. And for some reason, the bottoms never formed.
I've never had, other than that rotted out.
Man, you don't realize.
Rotted out cabinet.
You got good tenants otherwise, but that one.
I've never had like wisdom taken out.
Really?
Like that. Yeah.
Oh, wow, man. You don't realize, like, your teeth don't just feel good when you don't notice them, they feel phenomenal. You don't realize, like right now, our teeth feel phenomenal.
I do not.
As soon as it hurts, that's when you're like, man, my shit's been good for a while.
You can feel your fucking heartbeat in your tooth.
Yes, that's what I mean. Like,
what? And it just makes the whole area warm. Been there, done that.
I chipped a tooth one time, biting on my key ring like a hillbilly. I looked, like if you looked at me straight, it didn't look bad. But if I tilted my head down, it was a big carve out of the front. I was like, got to get this fixed.
It's a tough call.
Then got it fixed. And then my teeth started getting yellow. I tried to whiten them with whitening, you know, brush and stuff. But that shit doesn't turn white. So you got to go get that recapped. You know, it's a process, man.
You know how many listeners we're losing throughout this podcast?
The UK just turned this whole thing off.
UK's like, God damn, we can relate.
But actually, by the way, we have a shout out to the UK. We had a... one of our listeners, I'm going to give him a shout out, at the aptly named, sent us a screen grab of all the UK listeners out there. So thank you for that. That is really fucking funny. They love us over there, right? Are you going to get some UK listeners?
You've been to UK?
Tell my notes. I have been. You know what I'd like to comment on? How much I enjoy your fucking theme song.
It's tight, right?
Oh, she texted me last night and I said, right?
Every time I hear it, I'm like, God bless that kid.
That kid.
Dude.
Some little white kid out of nowhere, unsolicited, sent us that.
When we got hit up with that, I was like, I heard it first, right? I heard it first, and I called Ryan. I'm like, dude, you've got to hear this. And he's like, what is it? I'm like, this kid just made up a song for the craft. He's like, oh, cool. I'm like, no, Ryan, you got to fucking hear this. And then I played it for him. He was like, holy shit. And we just listened to it like 4 or 5 times.
My favorite thing is Allstate Juco.
Allstate Juco. He's funny in it, man. He's good. We have given him props for it before, and I just don't have his name in front of me, so it's still, whoever created it, it's badass. It was a really good job.
You know how
really
much
good.
Ass he's getting off that?
Mm-hmm.
Just telling
me. Like,
no, I wrote the crappy song, right? Like,
you all like know what the crap is, right?
Almost.
Gave him a bad hand job with a ring, tore his dick all up.
Shut up, Ma. You know I wrote that crappy song. We send that kid royalties.
Yep. All the money we made off of it so far, he gets half. Nothing. Half of nothing's nothing.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's nice of you to say that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Mangrate. This football season, tailgate with Mangrate. What's Mangrate, you ask? Mangrates are 100% made in the USA cast iron grilling grates. With Mangrate's patented design, chicken, steak, or crab cakes will have never tasted so good. No more flare-ups, no more dry meat. Take advantage of our $20 Crab Feast special today by clicking on the Mangrate banner at thecrabfeast.com. That's thecrabfeast.com. And as a bonus, every Crab Feast order comes with a heavy-duty Mangrate grilling brush. Just take care of the shipping. 100% made in the USA, 100% cast iron, $20 Crab Feast special. Click on the Mangrate banner at thecrabfeast.com to order today.
I never really laugh every time I hear it.
What, that song?
Yeah,
I know.
It gets you all fired up to hear it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Not everyone gets fired up.
Come on now.
It's his favorite thing.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in, I remember when I was in middle school one time, I had my braces at the time, and we were playing street hockey was one of the things we had to play during class. We would take the tennis net down and we would just put
you
little
You had
goals.
To play street hockey?
Yeah, it was
hockey?
One of the required fucking things to play. So they took the net down and we had goals at each end. And this kid lifted his stick up and it just bashed me. Bashed my teeth in. Bashed them in hard. And I just... My mouth was numb and I was just gushing blood. And they were like, just go see the nurse. And then we would go see the nurse. It was this nurse was like, and she was in a closet, basically. And she was this humongous woman, just humongous.
She was in a closet?
Yeah, basically that was the nurse's office. Oh, it was like the size of a fucking closet.
I thought you were calling Baltimore. Her out. I thought you just outed her.
And she was humongous and just a desk and her. And then behind her was like a wall of tampons. Just because that's what all the girls were getting their period, you know, 7th, 8th grade. A lot of them had their first periods. It was just a wall. All this woman had in that office was two things: tampons and bacitracin. That was it. Bacitracin. Everything was put some bacitracin on it.
I don't know what bacitracin is.
It's like the old school Neosporin. Like today, you would be like, just put some Neosporin on that shit right there. That is all she had: just tampons and bacitracin. I walk in with my hand over my mouth and just blood everywhere. She's like, what's the matter? And I couldn't say anything. I just looked at her like, does it matter? I specifically don't know, but my teeth are busted and I'm bleeding from the mouth. That's the real issue here. So they sent me to the dentist. They call my dad and we go to the dentist. And he's like, look, you're lucky you have braces. Your teeth would have been completely bashed in. They saved your teeth. this is not going to be pleasant. This is going to hurt. And he just reaches behind him with his fucking thumb and just shoves them all individually back out and then tightens the braces. I remember being like, holy fucking shit, what? This hurts. Yes, that's how it went down. Pushed him back out, boom, and then gone. Braces, well, they hurt, man.
I have a less traumatic braces story. In sixth grade, I had braces from fifth grade to eighth grade. Because I never wore my headgear. But in sixth grade...
or you would have had them off when?
They would got probably like seventh grade or something.
Probably still wouldn't have this in the retainer right now. If I just would have worn my headgear.
And I used to have to wear... I wore those elastics from the top to the bottom that would keep them together, you know? So in sixth grade, we're sitting in Mr. Murdoch's class. Who was this guy who wore like corduroys and like a polo, like sometimes tucked in and always looked like he'd been boozing, like really red face. Like these brown glasses. And my best friend, Dave George, who sat next to me. Dave was always like my sidekick. Like I'd make jokes, Dave would laugh his ass off, and he's got to laugh like when he gets going, like Sickler. Mm-hmm. But it gets to the point where he can't control the laughter, you know. So this kid, I can't remember his name, Tim something, was sitting in front of Dave, and I took out one of my elastics. I go, hey, watch this, like during class, and I like was gonna flick it at the back of the kid's head,
the rubber band.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it soared over the kid's head and hit Mr. Murdoch in the nose. Boom. In the nose.
Ew, that's so nasty.
I don't think it was in my mouth. I just grabbed one. You know?
One out of your little envelope that they give you. Yeah. Yeah, with the wax in it. Yeah. So you don't fuck your lips all up.
And this other kid, Ben Rydell, who was always getting in trouble. Sixth grade, he had a tattoo on his hand that he did himself. That's
Jesus
just enough statistics
Christ.
For you.
So his dad was in prison.
So Ben Rydell saw
prison
the whole
art.
Thing.
Yeah.
And Mr. Murdoch goes, what was that? What was that?
What was that?
Right? And now... Dave sit next to me, just it starts kicking in, like right, and he's like, what was that? And Ben Rodillo goes, I think it was a bug. I think I saw a bug, like defending, you know. Of course, yeah. The kid with the tattoo is gonna fucking hop in. And then Dave's just losing it. He's like, Dave, come up here, please. And Dave's standing in front, geez. Hunched over in front of him, going, and then he's like, what was it? I'm not sure if he sold me out and said Jay threw a fucking elastic. He just could never speak, and he's like, all right, take my dry cleaning down to the thing. He used to have his dry cleaning in
really?
There too. Yeah, it's so weird.
What?
I remember when this is the first time I knew that this was a thing. I don't want to say what it is because I want
yeah, I know that.
The impact to be maximum. The girl, I might have been like an English class or a social studies class, and there was a girl who used to sit behind me. She was kind of like a cool girl. She used to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't smoke, so I was always like, oh, she's a smoker. She was kind of cute, but she wasn't a hot girl.
What grade was this?
It was probably eighth.
Okay. Jean jacket. Yeah.
I think she
we called them heads.
But she wasn't.
Was a head.
But she was like she hung out with like the potheads type people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But she wasn't exactly like a pothead because I think she had like a nice car. Her dad was chief of police.
Oh,
I remember
damn.
That. But she hung out with potheads, so she was like total rubble. But not really because she was still in like smart class.
She was like the chick
like
from Footloose a little bit.
Yeah. Well, sort of. Sort of.
Couldn't
and
dance.
I remember, but she was cool. Like she was, you know, she was cool, but she was also kind of quiet. And I remember she was behind me. I think in social studies class, she sat behind me.
The kind of girl, let you finger bang her at the roller rink.
Really talked to her. Nice. I never really talked to her. And one day she tapped me on the shoulder to ask me a question, and I was like, oh. And so I leaned in to like, you know, give her an answer, and that's when I found out that people's breath could smell like shit, like real. Real straight up shit.
Like coffee and cigarettes. Yeah.
I like dog shit. Not
Wait.
Like bad, like actual doo-doo.
How long? Yeah. What grade was this? Eighth grade?
I think it was eighth.
This really made it. Listen to the lasting impact this has had on you.
Yeah.
You
and,
remember that girl for that.
I will say this. I realized. I remember. You ever. This is going to be great, but whatever. Fuck it. You ever cough and you get that weird hard cream thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's the dog shit thing.
Oh my
That's
God.
That's the dog
that
shit thing.
That pus that builds in your throat and sticks there.
I don't know
there.
What it's from.
Yeah, me
I don't
either.
Know. And so it's like, every once in a while you're
do you
like,
have your tonsils?
Like, oh. Yes, it is.
See, I do too, and I feel like it might be generated by tonsils.
Maybe.
And
That's
pushed
so funny
out.
Because she got her tonsils out.
Later. I wonder.
But
do you still have your tonsils?
I still got my tonsils.
I think we're on to something here, Crab Feast.
I don't think so.
I think we're on to something. Puss ball.
First of all. for the record, I'm not getting on board.
Is there a DDS out there listening? Is there a DDS that could call and clarify?
All I could think was, when she coughs hers up, she eats them. Because her breath smells like
saves them up
shit.
Like toenails, like this motherfucker that eats them all at once.
What is going on here tonight? All these hypotheses that were coming out.
I feel strongly about it.
I was like
this bitch eats those things
we cough up.
Mm-hmm. Those dog shit white things that come out of your throat and neck.
Ugh, horrifying.
Does anyone ever told you your breath smells like that white shit that comes out of my throat real hard and I pinch it and smell it?
Pinch it and smell it.
That's what happens. You gotta smell it. That's the only way. Like when you're, look, whether you like it or not, doctors tell you, like, when you're sick, you got to look at your snot. You got to look at your shit. You got to test shit that comes out of your body and figure out what the fuck it is. And like, all right. So when they say,
if it's bad or
what does it smell like? smells like dog shit. Okay, I know what you're talking about. Oh, it's odorless? I wonder what that is. But if you said it smelled like dog shit, like, yeah, I know what that is.
That's the throat chunk. You straight.
You ain't
tonsils?
That's
the medical term, throat chunk.
Oh, she got a tonsil still.
She got a tonsil still, yeah. Just pus balls from the tonsil. Natural. But they hang on in there for dear life, too. You ever get... Well, I've got them for like 2 weeks. I'm like, come on.
No, you do not have for 2 weeks. No,
yes, I have. Yes, I have. Really? I get them stuck sometimes where I'm like...
I haven't had them in a really and I'll get a toothbrush.
I
haven't either.
I get a toothbrush
years.
And go get them. I'm like, I'm getting this one.
What is...
Really?
When I was a kid, they would be stuck in my throat. You can cough them up with ease.
I get a miniature hockey stick, and I just
I got a back scratcher from a trip out to Arizona. One
dear Christ.
Do you know Sebastian, the comedian Sebastian?
Yes, I love him.
Me too. He does a joke where he's like, he goes, "I'm standing in line at the grocery store, and there's a stench cloud over my head." He goes, "I turn around and look at the guy. I go, excuse me, sir, did somebody shit in your mouth?"
Someone
literally came
Can
up
I
and
tell
shit
you,
in your mouth.
First time I ever heard him tell that joke, I thought of that fucking bitch this afternoon.
Of course you
did.
Wow. Why wouldn't you?
Every time, whenever I smell someone
takes
with
you back,
huh? Bad breath. Like, there's bad breath. There's like morning breath. There's, you know, just bad breath. There's, you know, cigarette breath.
Mm-hmm.
This is straight up dog shit breath. And it's rare.
Shut up! 3.5% of human beings.
No more false hypotheses.
Jay, it's rare. Okay.
I feel like it's because I don't. I know the night after drinking breath. Like I'm familiar with those. I know as soon as I'm like, oh, you're a smoker. Oh, you
or when you smell your own breath in the morning, blah, 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 you're like, oh shit.
Yeah. This dog, like straight up dog shit. How are you? I mean, she was all, and she always had boyfriends, and I'm like, who is getting?
Maybe she's having an off day.
No, because she was. We became friends that class. Her breath was always like that. Always.
Well, you know, this halitosis. Some people just have bad breath,
and that's another thing. When I first heard the word halitosis, that bitch's face is the first thing.
Of course,
that
it is.
See, here's the deal. Anyone you know that you think they got something better going on than you, everyone's got something.
That's
man.
Right.
You know what I mean? That chick might have had everything, but that halitosis,
it's a killer.
Horrible.
I mean, look, hey, when we scream with Joe across class, nothing. When we get in tight for secrets, oh, it's deadly. It's eye-watering. I'm talking about...
He went a long way for that one.
I'm saying if you want to be friends with a bitch like that, it's got to be like, how you doing, Carol? Okay. It's fine like that, but when she gets in the whispers, like, mm-mm. You know what?
Bitch,
yell that shit out. I don't need to know nothing about your personal life.
No secrets.
Just check in from across the room, bitch.
Get two soup cans and a string, you can tell me that secret.
We had a girl that had halitosis all through school that went to school with us, and she later someone told me that they found out she was bulimic. I don't know if this is true or not, the acid was what ended up causing that funk odor. So I'm curious.
Also,
that was,
you'll also see gray teeth a lot with that.
Gray teeth?
It's almost like the teeth are transparent.
Or gray teeth.
Gray.
Okay, because I was like, really? I start throwing up a little bit, whiten them up.
No,
that's like
great.
A poor man's whitener right there. You know, stomach acid does wonders for you, for an enamel.
Well, I'm sure that bulimic chick never had those little things caught in her throat.
Probably not. Yeah. Right. Violently thrown up like that.
Yeah.
I went to the principal's office one time. We were talking about principal. Somebody said something about the principal. I went to the principal's office one time.
Nobody said anything about
Nobody
principal.
Did.
No, you went to the nurse's office.
Oh, that was the nurse. I can't remember. One time I also went to the principal's office. Well, a friend of mine. I've been, what's that?
Just one time?
It's funny. I read this, there was this stupid stand-up book one time that I got, and I was like, why am I reading this book? And I turned to the first page, and the first page, the question was, do you think you're, were you the class clown? And I was like, no, I wasn't. I was not the class clown. But then I flipped to it and it said, did you always know you were funnier than the class clown? I was like, yep. And I shut the book and never read the rest of the chapter.
So that's hilarious.
My journey begins. So a friend of mine, Matt Schilling, we still really good
Matt
friends.
Matt Schilling, what up, Matt?
What's up, Matt Schilling? We have known each other since before kindergarten. Like, his parents lived on the street where my grandmother did, and we would play together as kids. Before we even know, you know, you just blobs walking around a fucking playground. Right. So we're in middle school. I want to say it was seventh grade, and we had to write these stupid little... You know, a teacher would give you an assignment that day. It was due at the end of class.
Very negative stories of stupid books, stupid blogs, you know, stupid assignment.
And this was a stupid assignment. So he wrote this. It was always a kid that he picked on. It was his back neighbor. And he always picked on this kid. And he wrote a story about his father's fro. He was a white guy. And wrote a story about his dad had this big curly bush. And he just wrote a stupid story about these animals living in it and how it was this jungle. And all, it was middle school. You know, it was nothing. So, and he got an A on it. And then I guess he told someone in class what that story was about, and they told the teacher. And the teacher pulled him to a side and was like, listen, you're going to the principal's office. I can't have you. I'll give you an A. Now it's a zero. And
what?
Right? So that's why I'm saying it's stupid. So they send him to the principal's office, and the kid is like, you know, Matt wrote this about my dad, and Matt's just steadfast with, it's not about his dad. I didn't write it about his dad. I didn't write it about his dad. So they call me in as a witness. And we go into the
character
office,
witness.
Right? And, you know, we're in there for a while. Matt likes to tell it a little different. We're in there for a while. Okay? It was probably 20, 30 minutes.
So the beef was that this kid said he wrote about his dad, not his own dad.
The beef was this kid Mike is who he wrote. He wrote it after Mike's dad. Mike was basically in there saying, like, Matt wrote this story about my father. And Matt's going, no, that's not what it's about, man. I just wrote a story about a guy that had a bush and had animals living in it. That's right. All it's about.
Okay.
And this principal is driving him, you know, and just like, it's like, really? Really? This is it? You know, so I'm in there and we're in there for a while. And we're going. And finally, he looks at me and goes, Ryan, is it about his dad? And I just was like, yep, it's about his dad. That's who hell this is about, all right? And he goes, now see? And he always makes fun of me for this. He goes, now, Sickler, that's a guy I would take in a foxhole with me. And we're all looking at each other like, what?
Shut up!
Wait, seventh grade, man. I ain't going to foxhole with nobody, motherfucker. I'm just trying to go back to fucking lunch, okay? Shit. And to this day, he's like, you ratted me out. I said, who can? Okay, P.S. He went to Princeton, played tight end, graduated fucking Princeton, works off Wall Street. He's uber successful. And I tell him all the time, like, didn't have any fucking impact. I just wanted to get out of there. Like, we had been in there long enough.
It had a sudden impact.
That's a guy.
Wait, ridiculous. How old were you? Seventh grade. What? How old are you in seventh grade? And we sat there and lied. 12, and lied. Finally, I was just like, man, fuck yes, it was. It was about his dad. He wrote about his dad. And he just looked at me. I'm like, it was. Who cares? Let's go. He got a zero. Big deal. Let's go play.
Big deal.
Let's go play. Mm-hmm. I only got called to the principal's office like a couple times. But one time, we're taking freshman year. I had to take the bus to school. And I'm on the bus. And there was this house down the street for me on my street where it was like this woman had foster kids living there. It was like a foster house, but the woman that lived there, she's just like a weird chick, and she always had these girls living there, and you know, they were always just a little dirtier, and just, you know, they were foster kids, and you know, we didn't know much about it. We just knew that these kids lived in this house, and who knows what the fuck they were going through. So one day on the bus, someone saying something said something. I'm sitting up front minding my own business, and these girls stand up. They're like, we weren't born with a silver spoon in the mouth like all of you. And I'm like, hey, listen up, all right? None of us had a silver spoon. I don't know who the fuck you're talking to.
And I don't even know who my dad is.
And they, as soon as I got to school, they called me the principal. I was like, what happened on the bus today?
Back then, who radioed in that fast? You know your bus driver to walk through. I'm like, hey, what's your principal's name?
We had a couple. We had, like, I can't remember.
Just ruined a bit, but that's cool.
Sorry.
I was going to walkie-talkie it out.
But you know what improv is? You don't ask questions in improv.
I wanted authentic name.
I always give names.
He always gives. He's been in trouble for giving names.
You're talking about the bus made me think of we had a lot of cousins that lived with us growing up. And my one cousin, she wasn't the brightest. Mm-hmm. She wasn't like stupid, but she wasn't, you know, like they had her, she was a little bit behind or whatever. I mean, and she's gone to college and whatever, but because she was a little bit slower, the way they had it set up, she was in a program you know, to try to assimilate them into regular
classes. High
school. Yeah. But they were separated, and she got lumped in with, like, the real, really mm-hmm. special kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we walked, you know, where we lived to the school, we would walk, but the special kids, they wouldn't let the special kids walk. They'd send them on the special bus, and that's when they'd call it the special bus, whatever. And I didn't know this. I was older than them. And I remember my brother, like, the first week that she had gone, you know, she had to ride the special bus. She was talking about it. We were in the TV room. She was talking about it, and she's like, it's fucking crazy on there. She's like, it's crazy. And so George, she was saying, she's like, this is one kid on that fucking bus. All he does is, Abby. So George, ever since then, George used to call it the Abby bus. So whatever would come, like, yo, Ramel, Abby bus.
Shut up. And then
my little baby brother would be Abby.
Oh my god.
I was like, why do they have her lumped in, like, straight up, like, almost,
yeah,
where they have to have an adult watching shit.
Well, I've mentioned it before on the podcast. Moshe Kasher, you know Moshe? Mm-hmm. He's got a book out, you know, and mm-hmm. it's a great book, Catcher in the Rye. Kasher in the Rye. And he was the same deal. They put him in classes like that that had a padded cell room
right.
in the room. And when they would go to recess, they'd have to go single file, and they would check everyone for objects before they would go out. And there was one kid that was... One kid that was, like, you know, like, gorilla strength, and, like, they got everyone had a partner going in.
Strong.
Orangutan strong.
Yeah.
And he got partnered up with this kid, and this kid was, like, was deaf, and he had never talked to the kid, and he got partnered up. They just sit with him, and the kid signed to him, and both Moshe's parents were deaf. So Moshe started laughing, and the kid looked at him like, you're making fun of me. He was going to rip his face off. And then Moshe was like, no, my parents mm-hmm. are deaf. Which,
with his hands,
yeah,
he says.
Yeah, and Moshe's, you know, just says, like, in the deaf community, that's like, you're in.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right,
once
right.
that, like, because deaf people, I guess, don't right. trust anybody.
Right. Would you?
No.
Would you?
Exactly.
Hell no, I wouldn't trust anybody.
His dad used to take him to the movies and say, we're going to go tell him we get the deaf discount.
Come on.
Yeah. There was no deaf discount. Like, tell him we get the deaf discount.
But they still shouldn't put him in that class with those fucking kids.
Oh, yeah.
Like, y'all know I got all my chromosomes, right?
It's
and
so
how the
crazy.
Fuck am I not class captain? Huh? How's that happen? I'm not even a team leader in here? Come on, man.
Class captain?
How the fuck's that not happen? Can I be team leader?
Who's got a class captain? You got a little C in your chest?
Special kids. I mean, somebody's got to be a leader. Got a little C. Why has he got a C on his chair? God damn it.
You get an A? Everyone else has an A for assistant.
Yeah, he's the captain. Yikes. Oh, my God.
I used to work with a girl who was...
Captain Avi. Avi Captain. Yeah.
See? Avi would have maybe gone places. I worked with this chick. I used to work at Papagino's, and they would hire people that were mentally challenged, you know? And there was this one chick who was... They do what?
They have a greeter at the Y, and I get really nervous because I'm afraid... I'm always afraid they're going to snap mm-hmm. for like for no
your
reason.
Neck while they're hugging you.
Told you, yeah. You can't fight crazy.
Caddy, I'm passing out. I'm passing out, Caddy. I'm here to work out, Caddy. It's good to see you too, Caddy. It's good to see you too. Take whatever's in my wallet, Caddy. Just take my credit card.
This chick used
why?
To like,
yelling why out in front of why. Why? Why?
She's off. Rise heavily medicated tonight.
I am. I'm under the weather a little bit. I'm top, sorry, bro.
So this chick used to work there, and everyone in town knew her because you'd see her walk. She had this like determined walk when she's right. coming down the street, and she worked at Papagino's.
The walking, I wish y'all could see what she.
She's got an interesting walk, and she always
aggressive.
She'd come in. Work. And she would clean the dining room, like she'd bust the dining room and she'd do dishes, you know? And she always comes, she's like, hey, Jay! And I'm like, hey, how's it going? She's like, I'm doing good. How you doing? I'm like, good. She's like, oh, you looking good. You looking good. She'd always be flirting. Then she had a boyfriend and he was mentally challenged and they would come rocking
and you
in
didn't
together.
Have a girlfriend. You'd be like, yes, this is sad right here, man.
I loved it. They ended up firing her and the town was like in a fucking uproar.
Why'd
like,
they fire her?
I mean, she just, I don't know.
Just wasn't getting it done.
She wasn't pulling her weight, but like, you'd see her walking down Main Street with a boyfriend and they'd fight all the time, you know, because they'd just both be in like, what are we doing?
I get so depressed when I see someone who is special, who has a significant other. I'm like, what the fuck right. am I doing? What am I doing?
You got a job.
Why am I alone?
And somebody.
Hey.
And a ride wherever you want to go.
Remember what I said earlier?
What?
No matter how good someone's life's going, everyone's got something, okay? So would you you want to switch up with her? But you know what?
Sure, Jay.
I'd like to have somebody.
No, chill out.
Look at Jay put perspective on it. I remember we had a guy at where the mall that was by us, it's an embarrassment to even call it a mall, but it was called the Carrolltown Mall, and it started as like this little outdoor mall. Might as well have just been a strip mall. Glorified strip mall is really what it was, you know.
They put a tarp over it.
They at times when it rained, you know, they put a tarp over it. But they had a guy, his name was Marvin. He was like sort of the resident, you know, special person that hung out there and walked around all the time. He smoked his cigarettes and just helloed everybody. And eventually they made him security as sort of, you know, solid.
I mean, they gave him a t-shirt.
Gave him a t-shirt.
That said, I mean, right.
Which is funny you say that because I was talking to Jay about that tonight. I wanted to talk about that. But this guy, the reason, it's one of those things you say, the obby bus, like it's something that happened and it stuck with you. And one time I was with a friend of mine and we're walking through Carrolltown and we come around the corner and Marvin has a cigarette and it's in his mouth and he has just lit it up and inhaled. But we almost bump into him and we startle him. We're like, oh, hey, Marvin. And he had he had inhaled on a cigarette and he was trying to say hi and exhale, but it startled him. Somebody goes, pie, like that. And this smoke came out, man. And we laughed our nuts off. That guy, his face, I thought he was going to pass out. To this day, I still look at him.
Did he laugh?
Pie. No, he was scared. Like, it was like this rush of cigarette smoke, and someone said hi to him. And he knew he had to be nice to these people, and he was trying to spit the cigarette out and smoke out, man. It was pie. A trip. Pie. He just got nervous as shit.
I love that. The only security guard in America allowed to smoke on the job. Just walking
right.
around like,
right.
Are you not?
Nobody's going to say something to him. Put that cigarette out. And then he puts it out and goes around the corner and lights another one. Like, I've been telling him, man. But I was telling Jay today, like, about security. So it's exactly who I saw today. And I'm not saying he was special by any means. This guy wasn't. But who are these fucking soul Avengers that just walk around these goddamn parking lots with a security t-shirt on? I see them in a bunch of strip mall parking lots out here in LA. Do you see them?
They're like these. You don't think they're hired?
No, fuck no. They're like these stupid renegades. Their car's not right. They got a white t-shirt that says security. They sit just in the parking lot. There's no way they're fucking out. They never have a weapon. You know, because they're a felon. They probably have pepper spray and a nightstick. They can't vote. They can't make it there. The only person I'm scared of in that parking lot is the security guy. Yeah. He looks so unofficial. There's a guy at the Bally's I should go to more often, that, or whatever it is now. It changed over. But and he's got like a old Volkswagen Bug, like a 76, sharpied on it. Security.
No,
I swear to God.
Doesn't.
Yes, he does. Security.
I'm like, what? It's not even spelled right.
No one's hired you. And I feel like they probably get like free 6-inch Subway sandwiches and shit like that. I feel like they're homeless people with a car and somewhat of a plan. That's
just,
really what I think.
It's just like the fucking homeless guy who's directing traffic.
Yeah, exactly.
I got this. I've been driving for some time. I got a license, but I'm straight. And I can see the light. Yeah. So if you could back the fuck Thank up, you. I don't hit you.
Or those dudes that like usher you to a empty parking spots. You see those guys that just sit there like, yeah, I got a spot right here. Like, right here, man, the whole fucking place is empty, dog.
Dude, anyone that has like those yellow orange lights in their car, that's bullshit right there. Don't ever pull over for orange flashing lights.
No.
Like, what is that?
I'm not pulling over for anyone but a cop, but if a security guy tells me that something's going down, you know, whatever. They probably pay that guy just to make sure that riffraff is...
No one pays that guy. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He is there on of his own accord. He's like a guardian angel in the New York City subway system. They weren't asked to be there. They just came up with their own shit.
Yeah, but they were like vigilantes, right?
That's what these guys, I feel like, are. I've seen a few dive over hoods. CVS.
You know what I saw on the news last night? People are doing now? They're dressing up in black unitards, right? And then standing in the back of movie theaters, hiding. And then when people are on their phone or talking, they come up and they just like, and they scare them and like, hey, stop.
Come on.
Seriously?
Yeah, and they get free movies. Like the movie theater, like they don't get paid, but they'll go do it. Like people who love movies and want to like change the culture of people watching movies, so they do that.
Really?
Yep.
Oh my God.
I can't wait. I would love to just be in a movie and see them do that to someone. Someone, get the fuck out of here.
Someone's reaction is going to be a shot right to the fucking throat. You know it is. And they're going to be like,
does it have to be a leotard?
Right.
You should see them. They're all masked. It comes over their face and everything. It's weird.
Ew. Really?
Yeah, but they're, you know, they're making a difference.
That would make me feel like they're making a difference. That would honestly, Band-Aid. With what just happened in Colorado, if someone came up to me in a black leotard in the theater and grabbed me, that would scare... I mean, I would think that someone was there to do some bad shit yeah. right now.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Fuck that.
Boo.
I wanted to go back to, we were talking about riding a bus and stuff in school. Only in the ninth grade was the only year I rode the bus. Once we got our license in 10th grade, we were like, fuck that bus. It was pretty much, it might as well have been a special bus. This group of people was just something else. And I remember there was a kid that had always teased a guy we knew for years. And the kid that teased him was a year younger. And one day he finally snapped and he beat the shit out of this kid on when we got to the bus stop. When we were dropped off, you know, and he beat the shit out of this kid. Yikes. Because he just finally snapped. And one of the girls who was friends with the kid that got beat up, she was like, that's fucked up what you did. I'm going to fuck you up. And while they were fighting, she ran up behind him and she just, to this day, in slow motion, I can see it coming. He's on top of the kid and he's just, you know, pounding him. And she runs up behind him and just gives this kick. And I mean, a thud that I have never heard, like a leather boot hitting denim, hitting nuts, and just shoving them up inside of somebody's body. And he just grabbed him. I mean, he's pounding. He grabbed, you hear this, boom, and he just hear him go, get her off me. And he rolls over and just leaves on the ground. That was it. She got the kid out, and there was a girl that lived next to us. Her name was Shannon, and she was much like the girl you described. She didn't have shit breath, but she was a smoker, and she wore the jean jacket. She's a little rebel girl, and she didn't like that. She didn't necessarily care for him, but she didn't like what that girl did. And no one could fuck the girl up because she was a girl. None of us were going to hit her. And Shannon stepped up, and she said, let me tell you something. Tomorrow when we get off that bus, I'm going to fuck you up. And we were like, yes. And we knew she had older brothers. We knew it wasn't going to be just some hair grabbing. Like, it was going to be fucking real.
Yikes.
So the next day, this is the first time in my life I couldn't wait to ride that goddamn bus in high school in ninth grade. So we get off the bus. And the funny thing is, the bus stop. Have you ever seen, what is the Johnny Depp movie? Crybaby. Have you ever seen Crybaby? John Waters. All right. There's this orphanage they call the Chatterbox Orphanage. Well, it was shot at this church where this bus dropped us off. They dropped us off in a church lawn out front, and right behind it was a cemetery. So we get dropped off, we all get out there, and she waits till the bus leaves. But on the bus, she grabs the girl by the shirt, and she just punches her in the face. Dude, on the bus, she walks up and goes, crack! And the girl had glasses and fucked her glasses up, and she goes, that's a taste of what's about to happen. We were like, oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. And the girl that she was beating had huge tits. So all of us were like, you got to rip her titties out. Like, please rip the titties out. Just pull the titties out. So we get off the bus, and I'm telling you, girl on girl,
This other girl that was going to get her ass whooped, like, step up to fight? Like, fuck it, I'm going to have to do this?
She stepped up once, and it was just a one. And like, she punched her like a dude dropped her and just got on top of her and wailed on her. And as she did that, the guy that she kicked in the nuts took the girl getting beat up who kicked him, her notebook, and just ripped all the papers out and threw it in the wind and just let the wind take it all across the cemetery. So she had to go back to her shit at the boss. She got her ass beat. That girl taught her a lesson. Like, you mind your fucking business. That's how it works in this neighborhood. Mind your business.
Jesus.
Kicked her ass.
I can see the picture.
He's like, skipping, well, throwing it up in the air like this, and the wind just taking just it everywhere. It. Everywhere.
I mean, he can't get involved.
You cannot. And so it was funny. One of those where you just wish, you'd be like, would somebody please punch this bitch? And she's like, yup, I got this. Man, she taught that girl a fucking lesson.
Good God.
You know, I've never been in a fight. That's like
I
something
heard
we've
that
talked
in
about.
Your last,
but my wife has.
Come on.
Yeah, you don't know that?
No.
My wife, okay?
You need to get into a fight.
This chick, man. My wife's crazy in a great way. She was in high school, and there was this chick she had beef with, and she went to another school, right? But my wife's school was going over to this other school for a play. You know what I mean? Like, they were all going over there for a play. Mm-hmm. So during intermission, my wife went out looking for this chick in the school.
For why?
She had beef with him. I think it was over a dude.
Prior beef over a guy. Okay.
You know what? I'm going to tell you. She won't care. She dated this guy, and Kate used to keep her scrunchies on the guy's, like, stick shift. Like, she'd keep her scrunchies, and then they broke up, and he was dating this other chick, and all the scrunchies there, and she threw them out the window. So Kate was like, I'm going to get this girl.
That's it, right?
Over
there.
Scrunchies.
Oh, Kate, this bitch ain't gonna throw my scrunchies out.
So Kate finds her in the hallway, and she goes up to her. She's like, "You throw my, you know who I am, or whatever. You throw my scrunchies out the window." Goes like, "Yeah." And Kate was like, "All right," and like just walked away. And the girl pushed her, and then Kate turned around, boom,
punched her.
Oh yeah, got in a fist fight.
Damn,
in the middle of the hallway. Got suspended from school, kicked off the basketball team.
She went hunting her down in her school.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, who are you? You know what I mean? Got kicked off the basketball team.
Kicked off?
Kicked off, yeah. Yikes. And like her parents were friends with the principal of that school. And like they were like, he was like, the principal was like, Kate, what are you doing?
Threw my scrunchies out.
Exactly, dude.
That's all your whole defense.
Scrunchies. That's it, man.
Like your daughter might need to go to anger management classes.
Yeah,
like she wanted them back too.
Yeah, like she's never gonna get them back, but that's what she would do.
Scrunchies.
I don't know. I don't know if I told the story. I feel like I may have, but I never got into fights. But I always threatened people. Like I was always like, if you want to fight, it's fucking on. Like I was very confident that I would be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Never really had to do it. But I'll never forget being on the playground, and this is probably like seventh grade, and everybody's hanging out. And for some, you know, I was on the seesaw with this guy. I think it wasn't Michael Fedor. I can't remember the guy's name. I just remember he was shirtless.
Hey.
And we were on the seesaw. You know, everybody's just hanging out, whatever. It was seventh grade, but
seventh
we were like,
grade.
We were hanging out, but it was like bullshitting and on the seesaw. Not like little kids, like, ooh, yeah, but yeah. Like, fuck it, we're having a good time. And he, you know, he held me. While I was up, he held me way up, and then he jumped off so that I just slammed
right.
down.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
And you know, when you don't know that's coming, you go right on your ass bone.
Oh, my God, it's the worst.
Yeah.
And then he did it, and then he jetted. And I chased that motherfucker through our neighbor. We lived in an apartment. Followed him all the way, like, chased him all the way to his house. Didn't catch him, but then he had to pull out that fucking key and unlock the door, and that's when I caught him. I remember hitting him in the middle of his back with my hand, like slapping yeah. him so hard that my hand was tingling and itching. And
itching.
Then, and yeah, and then you could see my handprint just like swell off his back, like bright red. Like I hit the fuck out of him. And I remember, I think it was after
that's
that.
That's worse than a punch. He probably lost his breath and stung.
But yeah, I saw him do that. You know,
his squeeze
yeah,
back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the best.
And after that, he must have told everybody because nobody like I. That's how I became like the person. If I say no, we're not doing this, people were like, okay, you know, like. And but I was always the mediator. Like I was always like that girl's kicking the guy, and she was like, "Fuck that, you mm-hmm. can't." Like I was always that person that was like, "No, you can't do that. I'm sorry, you can't make fun of him. He's retarded. No, it's wrong.
Right?
Exactly. You know, like I was always that person, and I didn't curse, and I didn't like cursing, and so. If anybody would curse around me, people who knew me would be like, "Oh, you can't,
oh,
you can't curse,
around
you
around
can't
around
shut up,
around
really?
Yeah,
that,
yeah,
what made
not
the
around
switch?
The queen,
you're right? The queen didn't
and
swear
I,
around
and
the queen.
I cuss like a motherfucker. When I was, my mother, we were really sheltered growing up. My mother is very religious, and I was never like super religious, but it was just how I was, and I thought it was crass and tacky. I didn't drink until. College.
Yeah, me either.
I never drank. Like I was like junior year. I started.
Can't
drinking.
Say the same.
I thought it was. I was like, that is just so low class. Like, really, that's what you're gonna do? You gonna drink? Until I found out how amazing it was. And now I'm about it. About it. Like, this shit is weak.
I know.
Yeah, I became the strong arm without ever having to really do anything.
You were like the law of the neighborhood.
I think a kid spit on me, and that's like the worst.
Yeah.
To me, that's you want to die. I'd rather you slap me in my face than spit on my face.
Yeah.
And I remember I slapped that kid too.
Did you?
Like, yep.
Yeah. Well, off. Spitting. I've got spit. My mother spit in my face once. That's the only person
I can't get over that.
That's my mother. Why'd your mother spit in your face?
We were fighting over something.
Because he's a dick. He's never been in a fight, but his mom spit in his face.
We were fighting over something. This is when like everyone's out of the house. I was the last one in the house, and we were fighting, got in a huge fight, and then I'm like, I'm getting the fucking shower.
You fight with your mother? I've never gotten into a fight with my mother.
Are you serious?
Not
oh my God.
Ever.
Well, when you're just one on, when you're home, so I lived at home. My sophomore year on, it was just me and my mom. Everyone else was off at school. You know what I mean? Mm. So then you're just dealing with shit, you know, because you're dealing and she's there and you know what I mean? It's whatever.
Nope.
Oh, actually, no. My junior year, my brother was Yeah, I think my brother was a senior when I was a sophomore. So after that, but like we got in a huge fight, and then I got in the shower, and she came in, she's screaming at me, ripped open the curtain. I'm like, shut it. She ripped it open again. I probably said something, then she spit in my face, and then I just, oh yeah,
I don't care if you're naked.
I just dropped to my knees and was crying. I'm like, I'm just trying to clean myself.
Oh man! Like the only time I've ever had any kind of, only time I've ever yelled at my mother is when she was beating my brother, and I was old. I think I was out of college. I was home from college, and I was like, "Just stop! Why do you have such a temper?" That's my going off on my mother.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember,
and that was huge. That was huge.
Did she like? Did she come after you for it?
No, she was like, "Oh, like she was thrown because no one's ever. We don't talk like, back.
Oh, all right, let me finish beating your brother, and then yeah. I'm gonna address the fact that you're yelling at.
As soon as I catch my breath. As soon as I catch my breath. Before this hand stops stinging, I'm gonna keep it numb. I worked up a good numb on it. I'm gonna come over and smack that ass. I remember when I was a kid and my dad, well, I don't know what he did, but I just had reached my limit. I was like, that's it. I'm playing, you know, Little League now. I could take him. I know I could take him. My dad's like, oh, you think you're man? I'm taking me now. And we're in my grandmother's house, right? And his, you know, my grandma is like yelling, like he's going to kill me or something. She's pleading like, don't do this. Don't do this. And I'm like, I can do this, grandma. I got this. And I went after my dad. He dropped me. And I was like, I'm not ready yet. Probably going to need a couple more years. Bro.
He just dropped your ass.
And it was one and that, like a palm to the fucking face and a shove down. It wasn't even, it was just like, I was like, I'm not ready. Got a lot of adrenaline in this little body, but I'm not ready for that yet.
I love it.
Well, we are about out of time, Retta. Thank you so much for being here.
It's always great having you.
It is. We love you. You will always be welcome here. Thank you for kicking off Breast Cancer Awareness Month with us. No, what is your Twitter? Please tell us so we can have the people follow you.
Unforrettable.
Yes.
That's what you are.
Please follow her and watch her every Thursday on Parks and Rec. At what time?
I believe it's going to be 9:30.
It's going to be 9:30 this season. All fall, you get Retta on Tuesday, and you get her on Thursday.
Tuesday and Thursday.
I'm at Ryan Sickler on Twitter, RyanSickler.com.
J. Larson Comedy, JLarsonComedy.com.
We'll talk to you all next Tuesday.
Holla back, youngin.
Hotels.com. They offer more than 140,000 properties in 60 countries. Hotels.com specializes in providing travelers with accommodations during sold-out periods. Go to thecrabfeast.com, click on the Hotels.com banner, and book your trip. Support the podcast and save money. Hotels.com offers travelers the information they need to book the perfect trip, all backed by the Hotels.com price match guarantee.